7:33 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, the original all-star panelist, Crom Carmichael, and our good friend, the head of the Tennessee Firearms Association, and attorney, Vanderbilt Law School graduate, John Harris. Gentlemen, I think we have a constitutional flaw in the state constitution of the state of Tennessee, because it's a violation of the national constitutional principles of separation of powers and checks and balances. What do I mean by that? The process by which we select the attorney general here in the state. According to the Constitution, we're the only state that does this. The members of the judiciary, the five Supreme Court justices, pick the attorney general. The Tennessee General Assembly, which plays a vital role in everything that's being done by the attorney general, has no say in that matter, according to the Constitution. Yet by practice, the governor's pick, and remember, the governor appoints the Supreme Court justices, the governor's pick has been rubber stamped with very, very little questioning about the judicial, the legislative and the prosecutorial philosophy of the attorney general. I think that's a fatal flaw in our Constitution. I think there is a possibility of fixing it. But, John Harris, I want to talk to you a little bit about this. The Attorney General, in my view, should aggressively defend the 10th Amendment rights of the state of Tennessee against usurpations of the federal government and the rights of individual citizens. Do you agree with that assessment of what the Attorney General should do?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what you see some in other states do on a regular basis.
The other states are out there, but our current Attorney General, Herb Slattery, has been very weak, I think, in defending the 10th Amendment rights of the state of Tennessee. It's a long list. I don't want to go through all of them now, but it's a very long list. I would say he's weak. Right now, we are on a path, according to the Constitution. Now, he said that he's not going to go for another 8-year term. The Constitution says it's an 8-year term. All the buzz is that Governor Lee wants to have the Supreme Court rubber stamp, and I use that term advisedly because that's what they did last time when they picked Slattery, rubber stamp this kind of left-wing former judge, Brandon Gibson, who is now, I guess, the chief operating officer of the state. But everybody says, if you look at her opinions, if you look at her opinions as an appellate judge, would you categorize her as left-wing?
Oh, I think I would. Left-wing. Left-leaning moderate at best.
Yeah, and she's not going to be somebody who would aggressively defend the 10th Amendment rights of the state of Tennessee or resist the usurpations of the federal government. I think we're on a glide path right now. The Supreme Court, which I think that the Supreme Court has done a very good job in a lot of its recent decisions, my view on that. Justice Bivens is up for retention. Election on August 4th. I know Justice Bivens, and I have personally said here that I intend to vote yes to retain him because I think his judicial record is very strong. However, and James Madison would absolutely agree with me on this, the institution it should be constrained. The Supreme Court should not be able to pick the Attorney General without the Tennessee General Assembly having a say in that. That's my view. Your thoughts, John?
Well, if you look at the state constitution, the role of the attorney general and the reason the court appoints it, that seat, that position, is because they're constitutionally essentially the court's clerk. Their job is to be the official reporter. And used
the,
to
the job the, in the Constitution, it says the Supreme Court shall appoint the attorney general and reporter.
And reporter.
I think that's the only state in the union where it's the attorney general and reporter.
But that's correct. And our problem in Tennessee is our legislature, the policymakers, have not really understood the role of the constitutional role of the attorney general. And so by statute for two centuries now, they've been vesting the attorney general's position with additional statutory authority.
Well, now let me just stop here for a moment. This is very interesting because the selection of the attorney general and reporter, according to the Tennessee Constitution, the one that we're currently bound by 1870, but it was around since 1835 in the second constitution as well, the selection of that attorney general and reporter is solely the responsibility of the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
And it's an 8-year term. However, the duties and responsibilities are not in the Constitution. They're determined by statute by the Tennessee General Assembly.
That's correct.
Wow. So tell us what that does suggest to us.
Well, you know, there's been talk, particularly in the conservative right, of having an elected attorney general like other states do. And if we went that route, then we would have to amend the state constitution.
And there have been some ideas tried. I don't think that such an amendment to the Constitution would pass just because the process is so long.
Yeah.
And right now, it wouldn't affect anything for the next 8 years. Right now, we have a Supreme Court that has not given us the process by which they're going to select the next attorney general. That's an error, I think, on their part. They should make it transparent, robust, and these candidates should be subjected to very lengthy hearings about their philosophy.
They should. And that could happen as early as January or February of 23. And the reason is that because these are statutorily assigned duties,
mm-hmm.
issuing attorney general's opinions, defending the state and 10th Amendment matters, handling criminal appeal, all of that statutorily delegated by the General Assembly to the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
They could easily create another position, call it what you want, maybe Solicitor General, and they could define how that position is filled. It could be through advice and consent. It could be through popular election.
Mm-hmm.
But they could do it within a year. It could be law by next spring. And then they could simply transfer some or all of the duties.
And the personnel. That are currently in the Attorney General's office.
Could be transferred.
Is basically, you know, the criticism of the Attorney General, of Attorney General Slattery and his predecessors, is weak in defense of the 10th Amendment rights of the state of Tennessee and the people of Tennessee. Very weak.
What? No public accountability.
And no public accountability. Yeah.
And all of that could be easily fixed by a General Assembly that was paying attention.
Now, right now, right in front of us, is, you know, Herb Slattery leaves August 31st. And here we are, July 11th. The Supreme Court has not said a word about the process by which they'll select the new attorney general. Last time, they were very late in announcing the process. It wasn't until mid-August, that they said, well, and by the way, anybody who's an attorney, John, you could apply if you wanted, right? Anybody could apply for the job. They narrowed it down to like 8 finalists, and they made that announcement the last time towards the end. Herb Slattery was among those. And I'm sure that the governor at that time said to the Supreme Court justices, this is the guy I want. That's what I think happened.
Well, clearly it did. Haslam, yeah. That was Haslam's staff attorney when he was mayor.
Yeah. So then what happened is they held, quote, very perfunctory public hearings, which consisted of each of the 8 candidates making a 10-minute statement and then having 5 minutes to answer questions from the justices. That's not a robust hearing. It's a joke. To me, I think this lack of transparency and the lack of involvement of the Tennessee General Assembly threatens the legitimacy of the role of the Attorney General.
1 minute.
What are your thoughts on that, John?
Well, if the Attorney General is going to represent the people of the state of Tennessee, the people need to have some voice
in
how that selection is made. And with it happening behind the curtains of government that now exist between the governor who appoints the Supreme Court members and the Supreme Court.
Attorney General.
Yeah, who picks it.
There's virtually no transparency
in
it. And transparency, Crom, is something we think is very important.
Transparency is important. And, you know, it's interesting when Sundquist tried to pass the state income tax, the Attorney General at that time, contrary to Tennessee Supreme Court rulings, said an income tax was constitutional.
Another argument against the current method of selecting an attorney general. We'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Crom Carmichael, and he's John Harris. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. It'll be time for News Potpourri when we get back.
That's right.